You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Nearly 70 active large-scale wildfires are burning over a million acres in the U.S. alone. And much of this wildfire activity is happening in the Pacific Northwest as well as Canada. And most of the recent ones are caused by dry lightning strikes that happened in dense, wooded areas with remote access.
This is really no different than any other year, other than the fact that it is a little bit earlier.
That's Catherine Coele, a Wisconsin DNR wildfire prevention specialist. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the fire control program staff from the state have been mobilized across the western U.S. and even into Canada to help combat the blazes.
Once you get notice of a resource order, you can be mobilized within 24 hours.
Both personnel and engines from Wisconsin have been moved to over 65 out-of-state fire assignments so far this year. But how can we afford to send resources when we have our own problems here?
You know, these experiences, they bring that back to Wisconsin. It's a way for us to improve our program here. They share those experiences. Hey, you know, we did this thing out in Oregon, and it was really cool. And it was a neat way to fight this fire. And it's those strategies are brought back to Wisconsin. So we learn and grow from those experiences when we bring those resources back.
Since we've had recent widespread rain and green vegetation across the state, wildfire activity here has subsided with a minimal fire risk in Wisconsin. Now, this has allowed the DNR to shift focus and help support national wildfire efforts. Right now, 20 different DNR staff have been moved to 12 different states, with three wildland fire engines currently stationed in Oregon. There are also six DNR staff in northern Manitoba and another DNR engine responding to fires in California. Wisconsin firefighters and engines are slated to be on assignment for about 2 weeks or until the fire severity subsides. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Dozens of people took part in a community bike ride with La Crosse Mayor Shawndell Washington Spivey on Thursday. The event, which lasted about 2.5 hours, made over a dozen stops and went through areas frequently cited as safety concerns for bicyclists and pedestrians. Washington Spivey said the ride was about listening to people about their concerns, but also making himself more accessible to the public. He said he'll consider the feedback from the event as the city continues to work on safer infrastructure. City government committees are all done for the month in La Crosse. The next committee meeting is Friday to review a gas station design. Then the bulk of regular committee meetings resume next Monday, where the city will consider an ordinance restricting the sale of hemp-derived cannabinoids to people ages 21 and over. City officials will also take up items to replace drinking fountains around La Crosse and meet to discuss the new city administrator position. The next common council meeting is on August 14th. City officials are working on a remedy to publicly accessible drinking water. During the latest heat wave, bubblers across the city of La Crosse were shut off, as they have been all year, for not complying with ADA. Mayor Shawndell Washington Spivey sponsored a resolution to add drinking fountains that are compliant with ADA around the city. A second resolution seeks to preserve the non-compliant bubblers for historical reasons. A committee meeting Tuesday will address both resolutions. In the meantime, the city's bubblers will remain off. A southern Wisconsin county is the latest example being used in the debate over immigration. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Dane County Sheriff's Office says a woman was driving drunk when she got into a crash that ended up killing two Minnesota teenagers. It happened July 20th in the town of Vienna, and the controversy began after the tragedy. The alleged drunk driver, 30-year-old Noelia Martinez, is here illegally from Honduras. So after her arrest, Immigration and Customs Enforcement asked the Dane County Sheriff's Office to put a detainer on Martinez. That would mean if she made bail, the sheriff's office would keep her in custody so ICE could start the process to deport her. The Dane County Sheriff's Office does not honor those detainers. They're a request and not legally binding. Instead, they wait for an arrest warrant signed by a judge. Sheriff Barrett.
This is about the process and not about politics.
That set off a firestorm. Barrett has now received criticism directly from the Department of Homeland Security. Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin called Dane County a sanctuary community, and Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany lashed out at Sheriff Barrett on X. I asked Barrett about that.
It's typical, right? It's very typical, very expected. They take one little thing, they harp on the word sanctuary city, and they're trying to turn it into something that it's not. I do know that there are extremes, and those that are on the extreme side of this are going to believe what they want no matter what. But I do know there's a significant amount of people that are in the middle that are going to listen to this and move towards understanding really what this is about and not be jaded by the political theatrics of this.
Barrett also said deporting Martinez would be like giving her a free ticket home instead of justice for the two lives lost. The next hearing in the case is September 22nd. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
There's been a change to how the Wisconsin governor's race is being perceived by the people who analyze elections. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Larry Sabato has chimed in on the governor's race. The University of Virginia's Center for Politics Crystal Ball now rates the Wisconsin governor's race as a toss-up after Governor Tony Evers announced he's not running again. The open seat contest adds uncertainty, though Democrats have reason to be hopeful, like a recent big win in a state Supreme Court race. Democrat Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has officially jumped in, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley says he's gearing up to join the race. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien have already declared their campaigns.
Multiple political events took place in western Wisconsin Thursday. The first was in La Crosse, where politicians and government employees spoke out against the federal omnibus bill known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, claiming it cuts funding for social programs, health care, and employment services. The second was in Prairie du Chien, where Congressman Mark Pocan held his fifth town hall event in the state's 3rd congressional district, which is represented by Derek Van Orden. Pocan also spoke out against the federal bill at that event. Federal prosecutors continue to move forward in their legal efforts against Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
The feds haven't changed their minds about Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports there was a filing from federal prosecutors this week arguing against her claim that she's immune from prosecution. It's the case accusing her of obstructing an ICE arrest. Prosecutors say her legal team's arguments stretch judicial immunity too far and ignore that judges can be charged with crimes even if they step outside their judicial role. A magistrate judge earlier this month recommended that the case move forward. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman will make the final call on whether the case goes to trial. A date on when a decision might come isn't known.
The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. Today will be hazy until the smoke clears out later this evening with highs in the 70s. Sunny skies carry through the weekend with highs in most places in western Wisconsin topping out around 80 degrees. Overnight lows will be in the mid to upper 50s. Our next chance of rain showers will be early next week when temperatures rise to begin the week into the mid 80s by Tuesday. Otherwise, it'll be dry through the weekend. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open a 3-game road trip this weekend against the Nationals. The crew making moves before the trade deadline, adding an outfielder, Brandon Lockridge from the Padres. In exchange, they traded lefty Nestor Cortez and an infielder prospect. The Brewers also traded for a pair of pitchers from Arizona, right-hander Shelby Miller and lefty Jordan Montgomery, for a player to be named later. Both of those pitchers currently on the injured list, Montgomery out for the year. NFL, the Packers with another practice in pads, and then tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur on his strict rules regarding fights on the field.
I just think it's always important to remember that if you do anything in a game, you're going to get penalized for it, and it's going to hurt the team. So I think it's important that you keep your composure in practice as well and do all the little things the right way so that if something transpires in a game that you don't react the wrong way.
That's the Packers' Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Getting fired from any job is never easy, but when you're an actor on a big show, it's more public and can mess with an actor's psyche and confidence. Even actors with a track record and solid resume are not immune from being launched from a project. Actor Rupert Everett told Vanity Fair he was fired without explanation and will not be in season 5 of Emily in Paris. The Netflix show contradicted Everett, saying he was not exactly fired, but was hired as a guest star and was never promised another season. Either way, the My Best Friend's Wedding actor still thought he had a job and says he spent 2 weeks in bed, depressed. He might not have to wait long for his phone to ring, though, as fellow My Best Friend's Wedding alum Dermot Mulroney recently told the New York Post that there are rumors floating that there could be a sequel to the Julia Roberts film in the near future. I don't know about that. Might be too soon. The Law & Order franchise has been teasing its viewers for years regarding a romance between detectives Olivia Benson and Elliot Stabler, played respectively by Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney. Fans on social media have been asking when it will happen. Maloney recently told the New York Post he's been trying to get them to hook up for a long time. Hargitay says she is enjoying the flirt game and is keeping an open mind about the situation. Maloney currently stars in Law & Order Organized Crime, and Hargitay is in her I Lost Count season of Law & Order SVU. DC Studios may have made a lot of money over the years, but they haven't had a film that's reached the $300 million plateau domestically since 2022. Thanks to James Gunn's Superman, just crossed the mark. This is the ninth DC movie to reach $300 million here in the U.S. The last DC film to hit that mark was The Batman 3 years ago. I'm sure DC would like even more cha-ching, so be sure to check out Superman, which is still in theaters. When it comes to TV or movies, there is nothing like momentum. The Gilded Age is currently in its third season, and all arrows are pointing up. The show is tracking 25% more than its previous season, and still has two episodes left of season 3. HBO has already renewed the show for a fourth season, social media chatter is up 60%, and Rotten Tomatoes has season 3 at 95% fresh. If all that weren't enough, last week's episode reached a series high in viewers at 4.5 million in the first 3 days of release. Looks like we have no excuse now not to check it out. If you're a fan of the show Luther with Idris Elba or the original version of The Office with Ricky Gervais, you'll have another option for viewing. HBO and BritBox, which specializes in UK mysteries, comedies, and dramas, have struck a deal where HBO will stream 15 BritBox shows during the months of August and September. The goal of both companies? Get so many viewers they can charge as much as Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 70s for a high today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.